listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Blackett. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Slow. I'll tell you, it was something in the past. This you that was not there. This you that was on Cyprus audience. It was a different move from the Cyprus audience. From the looking in the room on the inside. Every night, God did something. Somebody got set free. It took me back to the original church room. People had to be driven home. Near and near, people had to be driven home. In the services, especially Tuesday night, Wednesday and Thursday night, we were on our way out. The preacher had to miss my service. Praise God, he was gone. The Holy Ghost swept through there again. Hallelujah, had to take people home. Hallelujah, on Thursday night, Friday night. Good God Almighty. We had to pull up a desperate, and I'm telling you, it was something in that place there. The Holy Ghost moved, people was healed, delivered, set free, bodies healed, eyes open, come on, by the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh God, move, you watched it, because you that wasn't there, you watched that, and I'm not saying that, because you wasn't there. I'm saying this, I know if you would have came, you would have been healed. Free. Praise God, but don't miss it. Don't miss the next one. Don't miss the next revival. Glory and call. Okay, we're done. Praise God again. We want to thank God for Pastor Antoine Brown. Hallelujah. Faith builders in the Christian ministry out of the world. Prayer. Thank God for him coming. Being a part of the revival. Praise the Lord God. Listen. Get ready, my friends. Gotta go quickly. Get ready. Ride tonight. Ride tonight. Somebody need to say ride tonight. Or get ready.
Situations and things
as believers, people can say, we try to block this out by just saying things. No, we believe that God is who you say he is in the rest of what we're in. You got to know without a shadow of a doubt. You're going to be tested. You're going to be tried. Come on, we are going to go through some circumstances and situations. But we must know as the sons of God. We must know that the God we serve and the God we're talking about is able to do it, bring us out. He's able to deliver us. He's able to heal us. We must believe without a shadow of a doubt that out of our own illness, God is going to bring us out. And this is not only, guess what? It's not only a test. It's not only coming that I'm going through that I don't understand. I understand that it's a test, and I understand that I'm going to come out. Why? Because if the world says you don't believe us, no matter when you forsake us. Praise God. I want you to see this now. Because I said, why are the afflictions of the righteous? But God delivered them out of them all. God has delivered us. God will deliver us. God will set us free and bring us out. But we must know that the God we serve is able to do the same above all with the acts. Come on, somebody. Decree and declare what the word says over your circumstances, over your situations. Hold your head up high because you are going to come out. You are not able to stay. Excuse me, y'all. I feel good. You're not in it to stay. Let's look at this like this. When we're approaching the red light, we're approaching it. It's all gone, but it changes. It goes through three stages. Come on. You have the red. Come on. You have the caution. The yellow. Have a group. But you must know without a shadow of a doubt that if the light is red, we have to stop. But we're not going to stay there because it's going to change. It's on a timer. When you say, Apostle Dr. Curtis Watkins, it doesn't matter what you call it, the word is still the same. There's a timing that when you're in the situation that you're in, that God, the Abraham, the Eshaddai, hey, glory to God, is going to bring you out. You may have a stop time right now. But you're not going to stay stuck. You're not going to stay at a standstill. Because he's going to bring you out. He's going to do it. Ship you to the next, hallelujah, direction in him. This is only a test. Your neighbor, this is only a test. You got to type it in. So this is only a test. This is only a test. Who am I talking to out there? This is only a test. For he have come to do what? Make you strong. He have come to pull you out. He have come to pull you out. Come on. Look at this. Look at what he says. Look at what he says. Here. The book of like this. It says, walking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of my faith. Walking unto Jesus. That's what I wanted to say. Walking unto Jesus. I'm not looking to nothing else. I'm not looking at the circumstances that I'm in. I'm not looking at the situation that I'm in. I'm looking unto Jesus. Stop on the top of the screen. Stay focused. Stay focused. Looking unto Jesus. Because when I'm in now, praise God, he's going to bring me out. When I'm going through now, he is going to deliver me. But I must do it. Keep my mind. On him, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of my faith. Your faith is in the middle of what you're going through. Your faith of you is getting ready to ignite you and blow you out. I spoke this a couple of months weeks on the radio. Come on, you gotta look back on the hardest times in your life to know that God will bring you out, to know that God will deliver you, to know that God will heal you. Come on, yes, he will. He is who he says he is. He's going to do exactly what he says he's going to do. But I'm looking. I'm not looking to the left. I'm not looking to the right. I'm not being wrong by what I see right here. But I am actually looking unto Jesus. I'm looking unto Jesus. Today, who are you looking at to? Who are you looking at to? Jesus said to Simon, 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 I pray for you that your faith fail you not. So when you are going through some circumstances and situations, this is what it says. Simon, Simon, I pray for you that your faith fail you not. You're going through this. Come on. You're going through this, but guess what? You're not there to stay. I'm not here to stay. It's getting ready to change. It has changed. Come on. This test that you're in, it's just only a test. It's just for a minute. It's just for a second. It's just for maybe 2 or 3 days. Maybe we don't know how time it is. Not God's timing. When we think we should be out of a test, when we think that we should be out of it, the Bible says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of all. The Lord, my God, help me in here. The Lord. But we must do what? Keep our eyes. We must do what? Keep our mind. We must do what? Keep a praise in our heart while we are going through. Because what? He is the author of the test. He will sign the test. Come on. He will every part of the test that we're in. Because why? He says, I will put no more on you. God bless you, Pastor Joyce. God bless you. I will put no more on you than you can bear. So guess what? He designed the test. In the middle of the test, and at the end of the test. So guess what? He gives us everything in us to go through the test. Like I said earlier, you may be preaching the light, and the light may be on red, but you're not going to stay there. Because why? The timing has been set on the light for so many minutes, so many seconds. Let's go in the spirit realm. You are in this test for so many minutes, so many seconds, so many months, so many days. You're going to do what? Switch. Quickly, swiftly. You're going to move to the next one. Because guess what? You're not in that test to stay. You're not in that test to stay. Somebody need to tap on the street. I'm not in this test to stay. It's just a passing through thing. Because I got to keep my mind. I got to keep focus. I got to keep my mind on Jesus while I'm going through. I can't look at the circumstances of the situation. Come on, let's go be a witness here. We talk about it. We all talk about it. Every preacher talk about it. Every saint talk about it. Come on. Look at Peter. As long as Peter, when Jesus came walking on the water, as long as Peter kept his eyes on, oh God, on Jesus, the Bible says that he began to walk on the water. As long as he stayed focused, as long as he kept his eyes on Jesus, but the minute he took his eyes off Jesus and began to look at Peter, began to look at what was around him, the Bible says he began to sink. And as he was sinking, he cried out for help. He said, Lord, save me. Bible said to us today, in the midst of the test, in the midst of the trial that we're in, as the scripture said, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of my faith. Come on. We're in it. We're going through it. But you're not there to stay. I'm not in this to stay. I'm coming out. Come on. It's going to be into this. My miracle is right here. My miracle is in my mouth. My miracle is in my surroundings. My healing is here. Come on. My of your karma and your action, Garba, is right there. You have what you say, because guess what? There's power in life in the tongue. There's power in life in your tongue. You can speak it. You can speak it into your view. You can speak it into the natural. What if you call those things? God bless you. God bless you. If you call those things, which be not as good they were. You're coming to Jesus. I don't say it, but he's the author. Oh my God, who is it better? I don't say it. He is the author. He is the finisher. Did he go see me through on this? I'm here for only a minute, a second, an hour, 2 minutes, 3 minutes. However long it is, it's not the timing of us, but it's the timing of God. My timing is I must do this. Keep my mind set on Jesus. Jesus, looking unto Jesus, not nobody else, looking unto Jesus, not looking to fear, not looking to doubt, not looking to unbelief, but the Bible goes back, let me go, I'm just so excited here, the Bible goes back and say, Abraham staggered not at the promises of God, through unbelief, through unbelief. You cannot allow the enemy to tell you that you are not coming out. You can't allow the enemy to tell you that you're going to be failure, and nothing happened to you. Every time you turn around, yes, every time I turn around, yes, I may go through, yes, but every time I turn around, God is bringing me out, because he is the author and the finisher of the situation that I'm in right now. He's the only one that come up on me everywhere. He's going to bring me out. As a matter of fact, you don't even understand, Tony. You think because I'm going through that I'm going to fall prey to what you're trying to present to me or what you're trying to do to me. But what I am going to do is, according to the scripture, the word of God, I'm not going to let my heart be troubled. Come on here. Come on here. Because I'm going to come to Jesus. Come on. Hallelujah. I'm not going to be worried doing. Come on. Hallelujah. Because if I die, he said, be not worried and worried doing. Because you're going to be getting rid of me if you think not. Come on. Your miracle is right here. Your miracle is right there. But all I got to do is keep my mind stay on Jesus in the midst of what I'm going through. Come on. Let's be real. Everybody going through some stuff. Everybody. Ain't nobody exempt from nothing. We're all going through some stuff. But what I want you to know today, because you're going through it only for a moment, an hour, only for a second, it's not going to last always. The songwriter song says, trouble don't last always. Why? Because the author is on board. Why? Because he's the finisher. He started it, and he's going to finish it. God's not like some of us. We'll start out good. We'll start out when things are fresh. But now in the middle, we get slack. We lose hope. Not Jesus. Not God. Not the Elohim. The one that said that there be and there was. Come on, somebody. I want you to get excited about it. Because you're getting miracle. You're getting ready to come out of that situation. You're getting ready to come out of that. Come on, look at your neighbor. Oh God, I'm telling you, look at your neighbor. If you be going out there, I'm going to be looking at your neighbor. And tell your neighbor, guess what? The end is near right now. Because why? I'm working unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of my faith. And I'm not going to fall prey to what I see. Because what I see is not what I see. What I feel is not what I feel. Why? Because what you see is not what you see. You know why? Because guess what? I'm walking by faith. I'm not walking by what I see. Because we walk by faith. Come on, let's be real. We walk by faith and not by sight. Because if you're walking by sight, no wonder your heart is trouble. If you're walking by sight, that's why you're being afraid. That's why you're thinking. Peter said it. Peter began to walk by sight. As long as he was walking on the water, he walked on faith. He walked on the water. Come, C-O-M-E. Mixed with faith. You got to mix faith with what you're doing. And believe in God for it. You can't just be doing it without having faith. Because guess what? Your faith is going to bring find you out. I can pray for you. I can tell God faith for you. Yes, it can happen according to my faith. But you got to allow your faith in the midst of what you're in to bring you out, because you're looking unto Jesus. Not man looking unto Jesus. Not families, because they might personally have a little more, or they can do what they can do to bring you through. They can bring you through. Only God can bring you through. Only God can bring you out. Let the truth be told, so they don't talk about you anyway. Every time I turn around, they always go through this. Every time I turn around, they always need this. But I want you to know, keep your mind stayed on Jesus. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of my faith. He's the author. He designed it. Who knew it better than the author? 1 minute I got left. The engineer's coming. He told me, got 1 minute left. Who knew you better? Who knew you better? According to the scripture. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of my faith. I'm just passing through this. I'm not here to stay. I'm coming out. This is not going to be the end of my story. This is not going to be the end of my story. Listen, let me do this. You may just tune into the radio broadcast. It's about time for your miracle. If you don't know Jesus in the pardon of your sins, or you just come on service audience and don't know Jesus as your personal savior, you can only do this. Confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead. Just as simple as that. He said, I shall be saved. That's all. That's all you have to do. And if you ever did it, you confessed it wrong without saying it, and you believe in your heart, guess what? You're saved. You ain't got to write no letter. You ain't got to ask nobody. You're already saved. Find your place. Get in the church that was teaching. Get in the church. Get in up under a leadership and that's teaching the word so you can grow. Go. Listen, my time is come and go. But Friday, meet me right back here. Same station, same time. What? It's about time for your miracle. God bless you.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer, and 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter, at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder.